Across the state, cities and counties are scrambling to fast-track redevelopment projects before the governor and state lawmakers take that money away. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
Fremont City Council members called a special meeting this week to approve $120 million in redevelopment projects, including a long-awaited BART transit station.
They have been in the agency's work plan. They were in the agency's budget. We just moved them up, trying to beat the clock.
That's Elisa Tierney, Fremont's redevelopment director. And when she says clock, she's talking about what could happen if the legislature agrees with the governor to shut down redevelopment programs. Other cities in California also voted this week to start allocating redevelopment money, including the Sacramento suburb of Citrus Heights and the county of Los Angeles, which set aside almost $1 billion. John Shirey, head of the California Redevelopment Association, says cities need the money for large planned projects. He says they're concerned about Governor Jerry Brown's proposal to do away with the program, which would redistribute redevelopment money for other public services.
He has proposed that they be abolished. That's not a sacrifice, as he has asked everyone to do. That's annihilation.
Shirey says redevelopment funds support 300,000 jobs in the state, but while some local government officials are working to protect the funds, others want to see the money freed up for schools and public safety, like California professional firefighter spokesman Carol Wills.
What these government agencies are doing is basically saying, we like the status quo better. We like giving this money to developers for pet projects better than we like keeping fire stations open and cops on the street.
The state legislative analyst has called for urgent legislative action to protect the redevelopment money while the budget is under review. For the California Report, I'm Rachel Dornhelm.